All content discussed on SleepWorks podcast are the individual opinions of Marley Boyle, Leah Corkum, and Alexia Tedesco and should not be construed as personalized medical advice. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your physician for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests on the pod or contributors to the podcast.
Hello, Dream Team. Welcome back. So good to see you girls again for another episode of the SleepWorks podcast.
Hello, Narcolexi.
I'm awake.
She is awake in Tokyo.
Awake back in Tokyo. It is good to be back. It's evening for me, morning for you girls. And I'm liking this flip.
You're in the future.
I am in the future. Yeah. It's bright over here. It's great. Actually, it's dark. It's I had a good day.
It's light. It's dark. We don't know.
We don't know. What we do know is this company's worldwide now. So
that's we're international. Right. Satellite office in Tokyo.
It's working. It's working out. We do have some very exciting news that we are ready to officially share. I mean, it is already out there. So Leah reminded me right before that we're going to do this big announcement that actually
the big reveal.
We've already revealed it on our socials. Cool. Okay.
It's strictly a podcast.
Yeah. For you who are only listening to this podcast and taking in zero other content, we know it's like our friends.
I was just going to say, it's my mom. My mom is going to be very shocked, but she already knows too. She already knew. Diana knows. Hi, Diana. She'll be so shocked.
Shout out, Diana. We also have often a satellite office in Diana's dining room. So,
but yes, we have very exciting news that we want to share with you because obviously we want to talk about it and talk about our experience and how we got to this moment because we've shifted. We've told our listeners about what it is we do because that seemed to be very confusing for a lot of people. Still is. But one of the amazing things that we're doing, drum roll, we're doing a sleep retreat, an international sleep retreat in Costa Rica in November 2024. So this was something that we had talked about.
Dreamt about.
Yeah, we've been basically kind of manifesting this since I don't even know when. Like I
probably
don't know when.
Like certainly over a year, maybe close to like Marley and I have been joking about it. Like we've all been joking about it.
The concept of it was from forever ago. The concept was when we started sleep therapy. Like, I wonder if we could, like, I mean, it wasn't exactly termed a sleep retreat when I thought about it. It was more of like, how can I force people to do exactly what I tell them in a controlled environment to improve their sleep and not a sleep lab? Because that is not a cozy place to sleep. So that's really like was my initial thought, but thankfully that's no one lets me do things like that.
Keep things reined in.
Yeah, rein in my control freakiness.
Yeah,
you're right. And we did always joke about it. And you know, even in popular culture, like it's always been a trend, like amazing, like would love to go on a vacation and actually return rested, like a vacation where I just go and sleep for 10 hours a night. Feel amazing and come back. Like it's always a trope. It's always like a funny thing that we see online through memes and everything. And I think we were just talking about it and we were in this kind of creative phase where we're like, anything can happen. Like, let's just make it happen. And we were talking about the sleep retreat or something like that. And I think I was just like, well, let's just do it. Like, let's just like, why don't we do it?
And in true Leah nature, I was like,
and if you have listened to our other episodes, Lexi is the one who makes things actually happen.
Yeah. Marley and I just have a lot of conversations and dreams. And then Lexi comes in with the
like, okay, this plans. Is like, yeah, let's turn this into something real.
Well, like it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on an international trip with a bunch of people that we haven't met yet. What? Like it's hard.
No big deal.
It'll be fine. No, but it is. I did have this kind of, you know, moment where I thought to myself, yeah, why aren't we doing that? I did a cursory search online, obviously, to see what was out there. Surely someone else has thought of this. Surely someone is doing this already. There is a sleep retreat. We are late to the party. Somebody has already thought of this. It probably has something to do with like Tony Robbins. Someone's already has this corner of the market. To our surprise, shockingly, there's no sleep retreat. There's one. No one. We should. There is one.
I think there's two.
There's a couple. Nowhere near the level that we thought that there would be. We thought sleep retreats would be, you know,
like yoga retreats.
Like basically, no shade to the yoga retreats. We love a yoga retreat.
That's like
saturated market.
Pretty saturated market. Yeah. Like there's lots of yoga retreats. People, I think when they think retreats, they think yoga retreats.
Exactly. So when we decided, we kind of did this search, saw that nobody was doing this and thought, what an amazing opportunity to actually do an immersive sleep therapy, sleep coaching experience for people that A, want help with their sleep, that need support, that want to get it and need that dedicated time. Maybe they have insomnia. Maybe they don't have 6 weeks. Maybe they got to get this fixed now and they need that immersive experience. To the person that is like myself, a sleep enthusiast, just wants to go and enjoy a great vacation and have an amazing sleep and come back actually feeling rested and amazing and ready to take on. We've all been on those vacations. We go to the all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. We drink our face off. We eat, like, gorge ourselves at the, you know, the all you can eat.
All you can eat, all you can drink, as little as you can sleep.
Exactly.
Come back miserable and do it all again next year.
Come back bloated, tired, and then go back to your job.
There just has to be a shift. And I think that there is, you know, even from the people we started. So when we started with this idea and we started, you know, shopping it around, talking to people in our networks, talking to friends that had been on retreat, talking to other retreat hosts, we really started to understand that this was an area of the retreat industry or the retreat market that was kind of untapped and that no one had, you know, thought of this. But also, is there enough people in sleep? We know that there's not enough people that directly in sleep to actually make it a thing, to actually focus. There's so few of us and we're spread pretty thin. So it's not a surprise that of the sleep professionals in the world that there's very few sleep retreat ideas floating around, but everybody is like, absolutely. Why wouldn't there be? It's kind of this like, aha, obviously we would want to go on a sleep retreat. So for that person,
we're going to take this show on the road.
Like we like traveling.
Yeah. Yes. And besides that, we also are always, and I mean always, trying to figure out ways to hang out with each other more. So.
Yeah. And ideally in other countries.
That's part of it. We want to be together all the time.
That's the main driver behind all of this.
Yeah, it's one of the rules of SleepWorks is that we must hang out together. So,
and we've also found, I don't know about you guys, but in my personal life, because sleep has become obviously a focal point in my life and I talk about it all the time and I relate everything back to sleep, like every time if I'm like at my job at the hospital or like with my family or anything and someone says anything, I'm like, well, sleep. And they're like, oh God, Leah's talking about sleep now. And it's like a big joke. But also, so many people in my life now have become sleep enthusiasts or have started to value sleep differently or have started to prioritize it differently and think about it in a different way because they've been exposed to some education and some knowledge and some facts and all of these things that I keep, you know, pushing on people gently. I see that change in people and them feeling more in control of their sleep. So I know that having that time with people, that concentrated amount of time to kind of share that information, share the education, and let them understand sleep more, it will change their life. Like it does change your life. Even if you don't have a sleep disorder or you don't have that much trouble with your sleep, if it's just not a time that you think of as productive or that you care about or that you value, your life just isn't as full. because it is a third of our lives that we should be spending sleeping.
Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but it's not. It's absolutely true. I say it all the time. I'm like, this will be life-changing for you, like just being able to sleep. And it sounds ridiculous, but it's absolutely true. It changes every minute of your awake hours when you can sleep at night.
And also your sleep hours. All of the hours.
All of the hours. All of the hours. Yeah. It will, and what you're getting at, Leah, is sleep is the changing your relationship with sleep and being able to value it. It is life-changing. Enjoying sleep and getting to change your sleep and enjoy that aspect of your day. Like, some people freaking dread going to sleep. It changes, it changes everything. It changes your relationship with sleep, and it's contagious. And that's what you're getting at. Like, it spreads. Yeah. And so I can see this like little retreat kind of being like the epicenter of the, or like the ground zero of the spread of
sleep love.
Yeah,
sleep love. Prioritization, you know, all the things of sleep. And you're right, because it is, it's like a very much like a web. Like when you talk to someone and they go, you know, it opens their eyes to it, then they go, you know what, I heard this, and they tell somebody else, and then somebody else, you know, and then it just sort of spreads out this information that for some reason is some weird secret. I don't know why we don't learn more about sleep just in our education system and our healthcare system, but either way, that information isn't getting out there. Just the very basics. We don't need to be solving all the crisis issues with sleep in this retreat. Sometimes, like Lexi said, sometimes it's just for those enthusiasts that just want to learn more about it. They want to understand more about it. They want to make that time more valuable. They want to make it more productive, because it's funny to think about sleep as productive, but it is. And coming from a person who didn't sleep for 30 years and then switched for the last 7 and decided to join the party with everyone else who's been sleeping this whole time.
Slumber party?
Like, a slumber party. Like, whoa, that's what it's like over here? I had no idea. My anxiety has gone down to has dampened to a dull roar, and I'm really loving it.
Well, we always hear from clients too that fix their sleep. They're like, oh, this is how other people feel? Like, this is what people feel like when they've slept. Oh, I had no idea I could feel good. It is pretty wild. Lex, why don't you get into a little bit about how you found our retreat spot? Like, what was the process? Because people ask me that all the time. They're like, how did you find it? I'm like, that was Lexi.
Yeah. Like, I have no idea. She is a Google machine.
Yeah. Essentially, I asked the Oracle many times. I went to Google. I went to the internet. I went to the streets. I went everywhere and asked everybody. I talked to people that have hosted retreats. I looked online. I went to, basically, I set up meetings with a bunch of different, and I'm not talking like just locally, we'll say locally, North America. I went worldwide. I looked all over. We were looking in Bali. I was looking in Thailand. I was looking in Australia. I even looked into that retreat center where they filmed 9 Perfect Strangers. I looked into that, okay? I was that committed.
I remember that.
I went everywhere. And what it came back to was I found Imaloa. So that's where we're hosting the retreat. It's called the Imaloa Institute. It's in Costa Rica, just south of, anybody that's familiar with Costa Rica, it's on the Pacific side, kind of south of Manuel Antonio, which is a national park in Costa Rica. What I loved about it was that because we're first time retreat hosts, we have never hosted a retreat. I was really looking for a place that I knew that we were going to be taken care of. And not just us, but our attendees. Everybody that is coming on the retreat, I wanted them to feel like this was an experience. And that's really what we talked about from the beginning when we were talking about creating this retreat, was what kind of experience do we want people to have? What do we want them to feel like? And we want it to be a luxurious, immersive, incredible experience where they show up, they automatically are taken care of from a customer service point of view. And then that they're going to have an incredible sleep. So location is obviously very important. So the Imaloa Institute is literally in the jungle. It's deep in there. Not so far that we're not a 15-minute drive from the beach. That's also very close by. It's kind of tucked away. And the team, they take care of everything for us. They are so involved in the planning process, which again, was really important for us because we are not Costa Rican. We're not from there. We wanted people, we want to have boots on the ground that understood, you know, every little detail so that when our guests show up, that they are automatically taken care of from their arrival at the airport to their departure at the airport. We wanted no steps to be missed. We wanted every single detail to be curated the way we wanted that experience. And quite frankly, we knew that we couldn't do that alone. We knew as being first-time retreat hosts that we just didn't have that experience yet. So we needed to team up with a company that was going to show us that level of support and that level of attention to detail. And I think, you know, we'll get into it next episode because we actually went to Imaloa. That was part of a fam trip, which was incredible. So the three of us went to Imaloa. We experienced the retreat firsthand. And after that trip, I can say 100%, I think we made the right decision. Like it was,
no question.
Yeah, it was everything that I thought we were going to get and so much more because then we actually got to experience it ourselves, which was so much better than looking at photos and videos online because you really do. It is a space that you have to experience. So yeah, that's how I kind of got to Imaloa. I did a ton of research. I talked to people. I talked to retreat hosts. I did all of that above. And it was just something that connected. I think they really aligned with us, their values as an organization, the team, everybody we spoke with at Imaloa, they were so aligned with us from the very first meeting. And that was also really helpful. I don't know if, you know, you two want to speak to that, but it was different. It was just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're still available. Like if you need that extra help, if you're concerned about A, B, or C, they're there to support you. They'll check in to make sure you're doing okay. Like it's really
their whole thing is that they don't say no. They don't say no. Like they'll do whatever they can to make things work out for the retreats. So they're, I think this is a decision we will never lose a wink of sleep over.
Exactly.
Well put, Marley. Well put.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the right decision. And I think like with other retreat centers, we were going to have to be responsible for procuring like food and organizing meals and all of these things. And that's a lot of, for a first time retreat host, that's a lot to take on in another country. So much work for Lexi to do. It just...
I just felt, Lexi,
it's going to be tough for you doing all the cooking and grocery shopping and...
You just plan events, excursions. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it. Give us a year.
You would kill it also, but yeah. But I mean, when we're starting out in the situation, Imaloa is just the right choice.
Yeah.
But, and what other place gives you a trip to go and experience everything and even experience some of the, like the different excursions that they provide and all of those things so that we can make the choices for our guests based on actual experience, not just a video sent to us by a retreat center.
We might get into this more as we go through the next couple of episodes and tell our listeners a little bit more about the retreat, but let's just take a second to talk about who is going to go on our retreat? Who is our ideal retreater? Who is this retreat for? I know we kind of mentioned it.
Yeah. And you're like, do I come on this retreat? Is this for me?
Yeah. Is this for people with sleep disorders? It is literally for anybody, this retreat.
If you sleep, you can
this
come.
This retreat's for you.
I will say, though, it is a bit of a, not, I don't want to say rough terrain, but we are in the jungle for this retreat. Yeah. So, like, not that we want to exclude anybody, but after having been there, we can recognize that, you know, you do definitely want to, you know, not have any mobility limitations and things like that, because you are literally walking through the jungle at some points in the retreat. It's a bit, I would say it's a great experience for anybody that wants a little bit of an adventure is looking for a different type of vacation than that all-inclusive experience where they're drinking all day, eating all day, laying on a beach, that kind of thing. Like this is truly like a wellness vacation. It's a vacation that you want to come back from and you're going to feel rejuvenated, rested, have learned some skills, all of those things. But I think that you, and you had alluded to this earlier, but even just the sleep enthusiast, like you said, like it can be just somebody that loves sleep. And they just, I mean, I've talked to a couple of girls that are like, I just love sleep and I want to go sleep in another country. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And not ruin my sleep all week with alcohol and, you know, junk food and all of these things.
And not feel like you're missing out on vacation because you're actually prioritizing sleep because you're going with the intent to have that rest. And I think that's, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I'm not going to spend all that money and then just sleep in the hotel room the whole time. But I don't know.
These are luxury accommodations, like luxury jungle accommodations. And yes, the terrain, I think one of the things that I really like about Imaloa is that they didn't disturb the nature to the extent that you see with other vacation areas. So they really tried to preserve the nature. So some of the footpaths have tree roots going through them. You know, the jungle steps are minimally invasive. It's like a board into the side of the hill. Like, it's all easy to get around, but if you do have mobility issues or any limitations there, it would be tricky. So we have to be transparent about that for sure. But I do appreciate that as well, because it really shows the value of the nature and the respect for nature, just in the way that they built the entire institute. 22 acres of jungle beauty.
It's not a concrete paradise. It's an actual paradise.
With all the sort of luxury elements as well.
So who else would go on this retreat? So if you do have a sleep disorder, it would be an amazing opportunity to have a full like week with sleep therapists, one-on-one attention to address that sleep disorder. You would learn skills on how to manage that, you know, not necessarily your medications and things like that. That's with your doctor. Yeah. But there's a whole aspect of symptom management that can be done in all sleep disorders that we often don't learn about. We're not going to get from a doctor's appointment. So for anybody that is struggling with managing sleep disorders, sleep apnea, insomnia, narcolepsy, hypersomnia, anything like that, restless leg syndrome.
Lifestyle things that you can do. And those are things that our doctors, we're not going to be diagnosing anyone, prescribing medications. Of course, we're not doctors, but these are lifestyle management, lifestyle behaviors, and creating habits and understanding how to boost your sleep quality, understanding how to maximize the sleep that you do get, or to maximize your functioning daytime hours if you're living with a sleep disorder, because it's just not that easy to find that kind of support, even in the healthcare system. So it's absolutely a place for that.
I think sleep troubles and sleep disorders are a big obstacle for people going on vacation. You know, they already struggle with their sleep in their own room, in their own bed, in their own environment. And then there's the challenges of going and sleeping in a new environment. And then the expectations of like, you need to enjoy your vacation also, but then you don't sleep and you feel miserable. And this is really the environment that is supportive. It's going to help you learn how to sleep, improve your sleep, all of those things. So it's not an obstacle to not go. It's the reason to go.
Yeah. And it's a judgment-free zone as well. We understand all of the struggles that come with sleep challenges, with sleep disorders, or just sleep challenges in general. So it's a judgment-free zone. If you need to have a nap, if you need rest periods, if you go to bed early, if you go to bed late, whatever your routines are, we can help you optimize them. We can help you improve them, but with no judgment. So that's an important factor too.
I also think that it's a great way for the person that is interested, maybe a solo traveler, maybe Marley, I think you said this, interested in more of a wellness retreat, but doesn't want to go full-blown yoga retreat just yet. This is your first time. We are the perfect retreat to come in to just get, you know, dip your toe into the wellness retreat. Like, I get it. Those retreats can sometimes be intimidating. I know I would be intimidated to go on certain yoga retreats and certain experiences where I'm like, oh my God, are we going to do yoga for 6 hours a day? Are we going to be expected to climb this mountain and, you know, do all of these physical activity things? The answer is no. This is the perfect retreat for you, because although we do have those activities, yes, you can do yoga. Yes, we can go to the beach. You can do a hike in the jungle, but it's not expected. And it's a very approachable wellness retreat. So if you are sober curious, if you are looking to experience a wellness retreat where those might be the focus, it's different from that all-inclusive or that, you know, completely curated adventure vacation, this would be the perfect opportunity to get the taste of that and also focus on just some you time to really take this opportunity to, you want to come to the classes, you want to learn about sleep, or you just want to enjoy your time and relax and ease your way into this world and this style of vacationing. I think that this is the perfect retreat for you.
And we're going to get deeper into Imaloa and our experience on the fam trip and all of the things that you can look forward to on another episode. But for now, we'll let you digest all of this exciting information.
Sleep on it
right now. Yeah, sleep on it.
And if you do have any questions, definitely reach out to us. If you've listened to this and you're like, is this for me? Reach out. Email us. Let us have that conversation with you, and we will.
And we're going to have an event. We're going to do monthly events that you can join, and they're going to be virtual, like a Zoom, where you can come in, ask us questions. We're going to talk about our experience, any questions that people have about the retreat, and there's going to be some incentives and some prizes and things like that. So look for those events on our social media, right, gals?
Yeah.
I think that's where we put it.
Clearly, I am very involved in our social media.
Where it is, right? Marley's barely involved in her own social media. So
we're running Marley's socials at this point.
Yeah.
I put out one post a year of my dog.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. And we look forward to it. Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat. It must highly be coming up. What's Howie going to be up to next time?
I don't know. It'll be the annual photo.
You guys will have to wait and see.
Until next time, can't wait to tell you guys more about it. Stay tuned.
Bye, everyone. Have a good sleep tonight.
Sleep well.